equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 9th, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, thealternativemedia.com, and you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I believe we had just a little bit of maybe a little problem there with no intro music, but we are up and going today. Some of the headlines we're going to be getting into in the next couple hours. Americans worry that illegal migrants threaten their way of life. Story coming in from Reuters. Pretty interesting. Obama planned to legalize millions of immigrants. Disastrous to blacks. That was coming in from the Washington Times. We'll be getting into that next hour. Have you seen this in the news this week? Russia bans agricultural products from the EU, from the USA, Australia, Norway, and Canada. Yeah, Russia's saying if you're going to put sanctions on us, keep your fruits and vegetables. So as that situation escalates, also hopefully we'll have time to get into this. Islamic State pulls down church crosses in northern Iraq as 200,000 flee. If you were listening to the phone calls last week, we had an excellent phone call, sparked a lot of interest and emails, phone calls as well, from Margaret, and I looked into it just a little bit over the past week of the crucifixions going on in that area, Christians being crucified in some of the various Islamic states. I mean, what a mess we have left that area in. Unbelievable. Spend all of these trillions of dollars and create just a disastrous mess in the Middle East. We'll be getting to that story as well. Also, America's Ebola response is madness. An excellent article looking into the purpose of bringing Ebola to the country. I'm sure you saw the footage this past week of two that were brought to Atlanta, Georgia. Interesting, the second Ebola victim they showed, I mean, it was just a lifeless body in a moon suit. Also, starting out next hour, how about this for a headline? Sovereign citizens seen as top terrorist threat by U.S. law enforcement. Yes, the top terrorist threat is the sovereign citizen movement, according to U.S. Law enforcement. This story coming in from RT.com. But this hour, we're going to be looking at Republicans blast Dems over war on whites, coming in from The Hill. Border Patrol agent, federal government releasing murderers into the United States, and a CNN poll trusting government at an all-time low. How many people, what will this poll say? How many people actually have trust in the government these days? It's low, but I'm surprised they could even find that many. But, you know, we'll get into that story later. But to start us off, Before we get into the first story, I believe it was Lee last week, or maybe the week before, I can't remember, that brought up the documentary A Beautiful Truth. And I had seen that years ago. I can't remember how many. But it had been a long time since I watched it. And I decided this past week to give that another look-see. And I tell you what, if you're not into documentaries, if you seldom watch things educational, take time out of your busy life and watch that one documentary. I'm here to tell you, she covers quite a broad array of topics, and I, for one, am a big fan of the Gerson Institute. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, just it's on Netflix, it's on Roku, I'm sure it's on YouTube. Take time out of your life, I think it's about an hour and a half, and watch that documentary and the different topics and subjects that they cover. And then ask yourself, what is really going on here? I really enjoyed that. Actually, my wife watched it with me. She'd seen it before, too. But very, 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 very thought-provoking. So I wanted to pass that on to the audience. All right, let's get started. This is coming in from Breitbart.com. A leaked intelligence analysis from the Customs and Border Protection reveals the exact numbers of illegal immigrants entering and attempting to enter the U.S. Get this now. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, you might want to lay down. From more than 75 different countries. That's right. You heard it right. The report was obtained by a trusted source within the CBP agency, who leaked the document and spoke with Breitbart Texas on the condition of anonymity. The report is labeled unclassified for official use only and indicates that the data should be handled as sensitive but unclassified. The numbers provided are in graphics and are broken down into OFO and OBP. The Customs and Border Protection Agency is divided into the Office of Field Operations and the Office of Border Patrol. The OFO numbers reflect anyone either turning themselves in to official U.S. points of entry or anyone caught while being smuggled at the point of entry. The OBP numbers reflect anyone being caught and turning themselves into Border Patrol agents between the points of entry or anyone caught at interior checkpoints. The OFO inadmissible designation to any individuals from a nation other than Mexico or Canada means that U.S. authorities took the individuals into custody. Whether they were deported or given a notice to appear is unknown. It is important to note that these numbers do not include data from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The available ICE data are in addition to these numbers. The report reveals the apprehension numbers ranging from 2010 to 2014. It shows that most of the human smuggling from Syria and Albania into the U.S. comes through Central America. The report also indicates the routes individuals from North Africa and the Middle East take into the European Union, either to illegally migrate there or to possibly stop in their journey to the United States. The data are broken down further into specific U.S. border sectors where the apprehensions and contact occurred. Now, let's talk about this just for a minute. Here we are. Look at the chaos going on in this world. We've interjected ourselves into Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, Pakistan. We're responsible for destabilizing the Ukraine. We could go through a whole big long list. There was a report out this past week of how we try to destabilize countries in South America as well, and Cuba. But all of this going on, and people are sneaking into our country from 75 different countries. Here we are, 13 years after 9/11, and the government has yet to secure the southern border. While we've had the terror alerts on television constantly, how we've given up our liberty for the security, how you couldn't hear a speech from George W. Bush or Barack Obama without the discussion of how scared you should be from the terrorists. All the while, these hypocrites leave the southern border wide open. And here's a report saying that we have people sneaking into this country from 75 different countries. We have people sneaking into this country from Syria. Now, if you can't file this into the it is all by design, they want the southern border open. The War on Terror is the never-ending war. It is the perfect ploy to start wars with whomever we choose for whatever reason and never end. It works perfectly for them. All of this is by design. None of it is accidental. It is all by design. That is the reason the southern border is open, is they want it open. It, obviously, you could shut down the southern border. We are very proficient at securing other countries' borders now, aren't we? This is what they want. And they are their accessories before the fact for every one of the murders, rapes, and robberies that happens from people coming into this country illegally, because they are willfully facilitating this to happen. And with all the problems that we've got in this country, the only thing they're worried about is making illegal immigrants legal. I know I've harped on this a bunch in the last few weeks, but look at what it's doing to our country.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Pudia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page...
Barron in the studio. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. This is radio for truthers and for the masses. And I know you're out there that still believe the lie. Now, we're talking about a story came out this past week from Breitbart.com. Listen to this. Among the significant revelations are that individuals from nations currently suffering from the world's largest Ebola outbreak have been caught attempting to sneak across the porous U.S. border into the interior of the United States. At least 71 individuals from the three nations affected by the current Ebola outbreak have either turned themselves in or been caught attempting to illegally enter the U.S. by U.S. authorities between January 2014 and July 2014. Wow, this is a recipe just doomed to fail, isn't it? I mean, it's just a matter of time. These criminals that run the government that are bent on reducing America to a third world country may well allow someone with Ebola to just mosey across. I like that, porous, our porous border. As of July 20th, 2014, 443 individuals from China were caught sneaking across the porous border this year alone, with another 1,803 individuals either turning themselves into U.S. authorities at official ports of entry or being caught attempting to illegally enter the ports of entry. This comes amid a massive crackdown by Chinese authorities of Islamic terrorists in the communist nation. 28 individuals from Pakistan were caught attempting to sneak into the U.S. this year alone, with another 211 individuals either turning themselves in or being caught at official ports of entry. 13 Egyptians were caught trying to sneak into the U.S. this year alone, with another 168 either turning themselves in or being caught at official ports of entry. 4 individuals from Yemen were caught attempting to sneak into the U.S. by Border Patrol agents in 2014 alone, with another 34 individuals either turning themselves in or being caught attempting to sneak in. Yemen is not the only nation with individuals who may pose terrorist threats to the U.S. The report indicates travel from the failed nation of Somalia, known as a hotbed of Islamic terrorist activity, was also referenced in the report. 4 individuals from Somalia were caught trying to sneak into the U.S. border by agents in 2014. Another 290 either turned themselves in or were caught attempting to sneak in. The report previously covered the issue of illegal immigration into the U.S. from Somalia and other nations as well, such as the Horn of Africa. Wow. Isn't that interesting, people? While we're sitting here, you know, so many people think this is just Mexicans or Latinos. It's actually people from all over the world sneaking across our non-border. Even those coming from the countries that have Ebola. Just makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it? Knowing that these liars and hypocrites in Washington, D.C., up there grandstanding with their great humanitarian reasons, supposedly, to allow our border. You know, our esteemed governor here in North Carolina came out this past week and said that we have received 1,200 of the children. North Carolina has received 1,200 of the children that's coming across the border by the tens of thousands now. But he didn't say where they were or who was keeping them or any real information, just that we're receiving. I wonder how does that work? You know, do they call him up and get... I'm sure they don't ask permission. I guess they call him up and tell him, you know, we're bringing them ready some facilities. I don't know. But it's amazing that we sit here and have to discuss this fact every week. All right, Daily Mail UK, how about this? We're getting overrun and the danger is increasing. We need to open our eyes. Sheriff leading probe into the murder of Border Patrol agent claims armed illegal immigrants in military fatigues have been spotted on Texas ranches. Sheriff Larry Spence of Willacy County spoke to Mail Online after the murder of an off-duty Border Patrol agent, Javier Vega Jr., who was allegedly gunned down by two illegal immigrants who had been deported, sit down, 6 times. Sheriff Spence said ranchers had reported illegal immigrants walking through the brush in single file, armed with rifles and military fatigues. How about that? It's an invasion. And it is traitorous that our elected officials absolutely refuse to enforce the laws on the books. You know, the politicians are now going to be coming around holding their town hall meetings. And those of you listening to this broadcast that feel the way that I do, We need to be at these town hall meetings. If an Representative Fox is in the neighborhood, I vow to attend. If Senator Burr or Kay Hagan are in the neighborhood, plan to see me there. Because we need to ask some real questions, not these fake, false, lily questions that your media ask these politicians. It's time for some real questions to be asked. In fact, we need to show up at these events by the tens of thousands with our signs in hand and let these people really know how the people feel about their actions and lack of actions. Spence said he used to not show a weapon, but now he has two or three because of the increasing criminal elements. He added, it's not like it was years ago when people were just looking for a job or something to eat. Mail Online also spoke to a woman who reported Javier's alleged killers to the police. She now fears that she may be killed by the drug cartels. How about that? Living in fear in America of people coming over the border and killing you for vengeance for reporting a Border Patrol agent that was murdered by illegal immigrants that had been deported six times. We now live in a borderless country run by traitorous hypocrites with no end in sight as we see things just continue to worsen. You know, I was in a local shop yesterday that sells gold and silver. Guess what? There was no gold and very little silver. I think there's a lot of people, more than we maybe ever wonder about, maybe more than we think there is. They maybe haven't got all the pieces of the puzzle put together. They may be not sure exactly who's behind this or why this is going on. They maybe haven't fully embraced how large this criminal conspiracy is. But they are smart enough to know that this system cannot continue. It is doomed to fail. And they're buying gold and silver. We know the prices are artificially suppressed. But there's a lot of people that see what's coming on the horizon. It is unsustainable. It just cannot continue down this way into oblivion. Something is going to give. We're going to have some stories coming up. And you can see what is happening with Russia and China. I thought it was interesting how Putin has handled these sanctions that's been put on him. No rush, just waiting, and then he's later takes action. Countries that are putting sanctions on Russia, he's not going to do certain types of business with. So, and probably the biggest news is the move that these countries are taking to step off the dollar. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Van. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
In the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. Finishing up this story, Daily Mail UK. There is a definite need for asylum if people are being persecuted, but there's a criminal element behind all of this, and we need to open our eyes. We can't just keep letting everyone in. Willacy County Sheriff Larry Spence. And, you know, I know there's a lot of listeners to this broadcast from the Texas area. When we go to the phones, third hour, anyone that wants to add to any of this, firsthand accounts, whatever. I thought Steve, I believe it was last week, brought up, or it might have been a week before, brought up some really interesting questions. He's located there in the Texas area. He had some very interesting observations about what we're seeing in the media. No one interviewing any of these people. No media getting to the real bottom of where they come from and how. You know, it's supposed to be very expensive to get someone to help smuggle you across the border. So, anyway, we shall see. I had to do this story. This came from Political Ticker, CNN.com. 4 decades after President Nixon resigned, a slight majority of Americans still consider Watergate a very serious matter. A new national survey shows, but how serious depends on when you were born. The CNN poll released comes one day after the 40th anniversary of Nixon's resignation on August 9th, 1974. With the Watergate scandal escalating, the second-term Republican had lost much of his political backing, and he faced almost certain impeachment and the prospects of being removed from office by a Democrat-dominated House and Senate. There's a big generational divide over the significance of the scandal, with the majority of those older than 40 describing Watergate as a very serious problem, and those under 40 saying it was just politics. The poll also indicates that the public's trust in government is at an all-time low. Just 13% of Americans say the government can be trusted to do what is right always or most of the time. Wow, there's 13%, if you can trust or believe this poll, and who knows. But there's 13%, according to this, of Americans that say the government can be trusted to do what is right always or most of the time. So this tells me, if this is legitimate, at least 13% of the population of this country is complete morons, or hopeless losers, buffoons, or just outright complete idiots. And I would have really thought the number would be higher for that. Let's see, where are we at here? With just over three-quarters saying only some of the time, and 1 in 10 saying they never trust the government, according to the poll. 1 in 10. 10% of the population say they never trust the government. Wow. 10% say they never trust the government. But 75% saying only some of the time do they trust the government. The number who trust the government all or most of the time has sunk to an all-time low that is hard to remember, that there was ever a time when Americans routinely trusted the government. But polls conducted by the University of Michigan consistently found a majority of Americans in the 1960s and earlier, 1970s, saying the government could be trusted all or most of the time until Watergate. In 1972, 53% said they trusted the government always or most of the time. But by 1974, that had plummeted to 36%, and except for a brief period of patriotic sentiment immediately after 9/11, it has remained under 50% ever since. Wow, so I found that really interesting. After 9/11, it actually went up, and more than 50% trusted the government. Now, I know people listening to this broadcast will find that interesting, and the reason for it is, I, for one, found it fascinating but extremely worrisome that people watched the events of 9/11 on TV, and you know, they played it over and over and over and over and over again, at least some of it, the towers falling, that kind of thing, and they didn't question a darn thing. They did not see with their eyes watching those events any troublesome aspects to the government's narrative. Of course, most people didn't know about World Trade Center 7, but the fact that no plane was ever shown at the Pentagon. And I mean, I just, at that time, I felt like I was the only person, at least in this area, that dared to even question the fact that, you know, some of this don't seem to be adding up. But actually, according to this poll, many of the people, it swung in the other way. They became more trusting of the government. That's how much they believed the government's version of those events. There is an inherent desire to try to trust the government for some reason. I mean, there's got to be, right? Because why else would people be so quick to believe their version of events when it was so easy to poke holes in? Let's go on with the story. The survey indicates that skepticism doesn't stop at the White House and Capitol Hill. Only 17% of Americans believe that big business can be trusted to do what's right always or most of the time. 17% of Americans would believe. Now, it's possible. This may be true. I mean, if you go out in society, you can tell people are not getting smarter. No, I don't believe that to be the case. Not with what you see on the roads and when you go in places. It's we're a society in rapid decline. I'll say it again. Hey, I thought this was interesting. TheHill.com ran the story. Representative Mo Brooks, he's a Republican from Alabama, on Monday accused Democrats of engaging in a war on whites in the current immigration debate. On conservative radio, Brooks dismissed the idea that the more conservative GOP blocks positions on immigration is hurting his own party. This is a part of the war on whites that's being launched by the Democrat Party. And the way in which they're launching this war is by claiming that whites hate everybody else, he said during the interview. It's part of the strategy that Barack Obama implemented in 2008 and continued in 2012, where he divides us all on race, on sex, on greed, on envy, on class warfare, and all those kinds of things. Well, that's not true. And, you know, the reason I wanted to share the story with you is it touches on one of the biggest problems that we have in this country as far as coming together and trying to affect change, is how successfully they have kept us. And it's not just keeping us, we're becoming more divided. As we speak, we're becoming more divided. On Fox News Sunday, National Journal editor Ron Fournier suggested the Hispanic community is becoming increasingly disenchanted with Republicans. The Republicans are not going to be getting the Latino vote. They can just hang that up. The party, your party, cannot be the party of the future beyond November if you're seen as the party of white people, said Fournier, whose Ingram described as being part of the lamestream media. White people can't have a party. You see, we can't have a TV channel. We can't have a party. You can't say anything that's pro the white race. If you do, you're a racist. Now, if you're Latino and you say things pro-Latino, you're an activist. If you're black and you say things that's pro the black race, you're an activist. But if you're white and you do it, you're a racist in America. It doesn't make any difference if you're a white American, a black American, a Hispanic American, an Asian American, or if you're a woman or a man. Every single demographic group is hurting by falling wages and lost jobs. Absolutely. This is hurting everyone. It's not a matter of race. It's a matter of securing your borders, because a country being overrun by illegals of any nationality, it matters not, is not good for the country's future. And it's just that plain and simple. Democrats, they have to demagogue on this and try to turn it into a racial issue, which is an emotional issue rather than a thoughtful issue, he added. It becomes a thoughtful issue, and we win big, and they lose big. Brooks accused Democrats of playing a political game, and they're playing the race card. And I thought that was very well said. And I've got another story coming up where leaders of the black race see that overrunning the country with illegal immigrants is going to hurt them as well. It's just not good for the future of the country. It's not about the race. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Now, we've been running down a couple of stories on what's happening on our southern border. Washington Examiner ran this story this past week, and I thought it was interesting to take a look at a little bit of a different perspective on what is happening in the country. President Obama's much-rumored executive orders granting legal status to potentially millions of illegal immigrants will be disastrous to African-American job seekers and a slap in the face to others proceeding through the tedious legal immigration process, charges a member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Peter Kersenow, a black commissioner of the eight-member panel, warned in a letter to Obama this week that giving legal status to undocumented workers will pave the way for them to take the jobs that blacks, especially African-American men, need. I write to remind you of the disastrous effect of illegal immigration on the employment of all Americans, but particularly black Americans, he wrote to Obama. Any grant of legal status will serve as a magnet to prospective illegal immigrants and further depress employment opportunities and wages for African Americans. Given that the labor force participation rate is now at a historic low, amen, the unemployment rate is 6.2%, that's laughable, and there have been a precipitous decline in household wealth, The timing for such a grant of legal status could not be worse, he wrote in a letter provided to the Washington Examiner. Now, this is exactly the truth. You see, this is not about being opposed to illegal immigration because it's Latinos. It matters not. It's about the effect that it will and is having on our country. Obama has formally decided what to do on immigration reform. He has not formally decided what to do on immigration reform, but is planning some form of executive actions after he returns from his extended vacation on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Well, if you look at how much this man vacations, his term as presidency is going to be an 8-year vacation. There have been several reports that he will grant legal status or some form of amnesty to millions of illegals, including the tens of thousands of youth now streaming over our U.S.-Mexican border. Kersenow, a Republican on the commission, cited past testimony about the impact opening the borders to new immigrants and what it has had on jobs for blacks. Illegal immigration has a disproportionate impact on African-American men because these men are disproportionately represented in the low-skilled labor force, wrote Kersenow. He added, granting legal status to millions of people who are in the United States illegally will continue to depress the wages and employment opportunities of African-American men and teenagers. It would also depress the wages and employment opportunities of African-Americans going forward. And he wrote, any sweeping executive order would be unfair to immigrants moving through the proper processes to become Americans. All of that is absolutely the truth. And I'm glad to see someone that's apparently a leader for African-Americans stepping up and saying so. You know, Barack Obama has been a complete failure for the black race. Black unemployment has risen under Barack Obama. But what Barack Obama has been a complete failure as a president. Every aspect of his presidency has been bad for this country. I can't hang my hat on one single thing. I can't think of a single thing. It's just like Margaret said last week when she called in. She said it had been roughly a year since she called in and things have gotten a lot worse. Absolutely, that's the truth. Absolutely, and I'll tell you something else. I don't have to put on a big swami hat to reveal this to you. If I'm sitting in this chair 1 year from now, it will be much worse. Every indication points to it. While talking to my good friend Bill yesterday, very knowledgeable on the economy, keeping up with what's going on with gold and silver, he sees from watching the events what is unfolding. He knows that things are changing and will change more. And you know, as I've talked about so many times on this broadcast, it depresses me greatly at times to see very few, in my opinion, waking up in the area, no real movement to affect change. But it does my heart good when I talk to someone like I did yesterday that is on top of it and sees exactly what's going on. And not only that, is concerned about it. And that's why, you know, I told you last week, my message was going to change some to preparation. Prepare yourself and your family for things to get worse, because that is what they will do. There's no plan to right the ship. They're sending her straight to the rocks. And the reason, I've had a couple of emails, people ask me, why would I spend so much time explaining what's going on the southern border? It's because a lot of people can't seem to wrap their mind around how the Federal Reserve banking system has corrupted our monetary system and many of the other aspects. But they can see what they can watch their TV and see what's happening on our southern border, and it makes no sense in their mind for a country that's in our economic decline to be doing something this disastrous, this ridiculous. And it is just a window of insight into how much of a bunch of sellout traitors our politicians are. I mean, I've said it before, the mask is off. They're openly in our face traitors at this point. Their foreign policy is a failure. Their economic policy is a failure. Their border security is a failure for we the people. You know, I've got a story here if we have time to get to it where it was a police officer in New Jersey was saying, why should he have to follow the Constitution when the president doesn't do it? It's not just the president. It's all the politicians. They do not follow the Constitution. If they did, they would be for abolishing the Federal Reserve. If they did, they would be for declaring war before we go to war, which we haven't done since World War II. And look at all of the, look at Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan. We could go down a big long list there. They would be for a currency that's backed by silver and gold, not a fiat currency printed out of thin air, backed by nothing, debt-bearing at origin. What a Ponzi scheme. But that's just a short list of the traitorous actions of our politicians. Border Patrol agent, federal government releasing murderers into the United States. CBS.com ran the story this past week. A Border Patrol agent claims that the federal government is allowing murderers from Central America to be released into the U.S. I will say it again. I've not heard anyone else say it. I'm sure there's been plenty that have. These politicians, they are accessories to the fact. They are willfully allowing murderers and rapists and diseases into our country. They are accessories to the fact. They should be brought up on charges, and then the penalties should be dealt out very stiffly to these traitors that are allowing this to happen. In any other context, that would be legal. Why is it not legal in this context? Why is that not the fact of the matter? Speaking to Fox News on Wednesday, Agent Chris Cabrera stated that these teenage gang members crossing the border are being released to family members in the U.S. If they have family in the United States, they'll release them to the family, even if they're admitted gang members. Cabrera explained to Fox News, you've heard the story, I've done it before. We've had a couple that had admitted to murders in their home country. They were 17 years old, 16 years old, and the United States government thought it fit to release them to their parents here in the United States. Now, this was reported this past week on Fox News. Are you listening to what they're doing? They are willfully, with knowledge, releasing admitted murderers loose inside our country. The inmates have taken over the asylum, people. But the American people, dumbfounded, asleep at the wheel, singing que sera, que sera. Even if he's a confirmed gang member, a confirmed criminal, even by self-admission, we, for some reason, don't send them back to their home country. We release them into our country. Cabrera blamed these alleged gang members and murderers being released